ಶುಭೋದಯ. ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ವರ್ಕ್ಶಾಪ್ ಇನ್ ಸಿಡ್ನಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇ ಬಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಗುಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇ ಬಿ ಶೃಣುಯಾಮ ದೇವಾಹ. ಭದ್ರಂ ಮೇ ವಿ ಬಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಗುಡ್ ಐ ಸೈಟ್ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಮೇ ವಿ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಲೀವ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಗುಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಅವರ್ ಮೌತ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಅವರ್ ಐಸ್. ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇ ಮಾಕ್ಷಬಿರ್ ಯಜತ್ರಾಹ ಸ್ಥಿರೈ ಅಂಗೈಹಿ ಮೇ ವಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಹೆಲ್ತಿ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಲೀವ್ ಮೇ ವಿ ಬಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಹೆಲ್ತಿ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್. ವ್ಯಷೇಮ ದೇವ ಹಿತಂ ಯದಾಯುಹು ಮೇ ಆಲ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೂ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಮೇ ವಿ ಬಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಲೀವ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದ ಯೋಗಾ ಈಸ್ ಸಿನಾನಿಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್. Yoga is a synonym for wellness, and yoga, I talked about yoga, talks about your lifestyle. How you sit, how you talk, how you eat, how you interact, it's all part of yoga. Yoga, it's how you move about, talk, it's a yoga talks about that one. Your overall personality changes as you start practicing yoga. Arjuna, in the Bhagavad-gita, as I mentioned yesterday, Bhagavad-gita is the foundation text for yoga. Bhagavad-gita, foundation text of yoga. And Arjuna asks the question, how the yogi sits, how yogi walks, how yogi talks, how yogi behaves in the society. Please enlighten me, I want to be a yogi. Arjuna asks the question, ಸ್ಥಿತಃ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಕಾ ಭಾಷಾ ಸಮಾಧಿಸ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಕೇಶವ ಸ್ಥಿತಧೀ ಕಿಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷೇತ ಕಿಮ ಆಸೀತ ವ್ರಜೇತ ಕಿಂ. ಹೌ ಹಿ ಸಿಟ್ಸ್ ಯೋಗಿ, ಹೌ ಹಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಹಿ ಮೂವ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್. ದೆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೋಗ. He talks about the yoga is not just bending your legs here and there, that's it. Yoga, it is talking about your lifestyle, how you behave in the society, that is yoga. The yoga overall, then Shri Krishna in the talks about yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapna avabhodasya ಯೋಗೋ ಭವತಿ ದುಃಖ. ಯುಕ್ತ ಆಹಾರ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಫುಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಡ್ಯೂಸಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ನಾಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಮ್ ಗೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲವ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಈಟ್. ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಈಟ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಈಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸೂಟ್ಸ್ ಯು, not according to the pressure of others. What is good for you, you have to eat that one, because every body is different, everybody is different, everybody, every body, and what suits you, every vata pitta kapha, what suits you. Yukta ahara, have the right food which is conducive to for your health. Not your tongue is not the driver. What is good for your body, you have that food, yukta ahara. For that one, best is home-cooked food. Home-cooked food is the best one. Now, when you go to the restaurant, they prepare things only for the taste. They are not preparing for the body. They are making food for the tongue. The tongue-driven results in various ailments. You should have what is good for your body. Prepare the food at home, and when the hotel, when they are preparing, they won't serve you as Dirgha Yushman Bhava and saying that one, they won't serve. They are serving, give the money. For that, their attitude, give the money, they are not giving, serving the food, Dirgha Yushman Bhava. They are not caring whether you come back or not. and that is yukta ahara viharasya socializing not to the time is precious. Everyone on a limited shelf life, we are on a shelf life, and like in the supermarket, every product is written expiry date. This body also has an expiry date. Expiry date or best before date. This body has a best before date. So when the make use of your time, not to while away your time in the name of socializing, partying and squandering the time. You have best before date. Our Suresh ji, he's in 70s, so motivated, still engaged with the community. He can, many people, even in 50s, they take it easy, sit on the couch and watch the television. He's not of that one. He wants to add. So he's utilizing the time well, like his friends and others. They may be all in the Saturday evening, some movie, kitty party. He's not interested in that one. Like we are on the shelf life, we have to maximize the time use, time utilize. Yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Cheshtasya karmasu, everyone, they say, do good. Do good, I can do many good things. Like in the middle of the road, if children are coming, I can ask the traffic to stop. I can ask the children to walk them across. Yes, it's a good thing. Yukta cheshtasya karmas, what Sri Krishna says, you can do higher things. When you can do higher things, why you compromise doing the ordinary things? When you have strength, energy, you can do higher things. Acquire knowledge and motivate the community. Motivate the community when you have knowledge. By God's grace, by many elders' blessing, you have qualified, you have educated, and you have come to a prosperous country. When you are here, you have a potential to do higher things. Why you compromise sitting and doing ordinary things? Yes, I am doing a good thing. I am feeding the bird. Yes, it is also a good thing. But if I am leading a life, wasting my life, only feeding the duck in the park, that I am not doing the yukta cheshtasya karma. So Sri Krishna says, elevate your energy to the highest and do that one. I can do feeding the bird also is good. I can go to a nearby lake and put some grain on the lake and to feed the ducks. Yes, it is a good things, but when you have the energy, why squander your energy doing the ordinary things? Yukta cheshtasya, do the highest possible. Highest yoga means connect to your highest possible, not least possible. LCM, not LCM, HCF, highest possible. Highest possible what you can do, yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Yukta sopna avabodhasya, sopna means daydreaming. People talk about, I have to do that one, I have to do this one, I will do that one, when I retire I will do that one, only daydreaming. What about now? I am thinking. And you don't waste your time only daydreaming. Realize your dream into action. Many people, even at the age of 70, only thinking, I'm thinking. What to do, I'm thinking. Yukta sopna. Sopna, you have to think of something, whatever vision you have to realize the vision. That is called as you become a visionary. Visionary means something, think something which is not achievable. What you think, you have to realize that one. You become a visionary and realize that one. Not, it should not end up only as a vision. Vision, and visionary is the one who has set the eyes on the vision of the life. And you have to realize that one. Not just thinking, I have to do that one. Oh, Karna, yes, that also I have to do. Okay, yeah, that also I have to do. Not that one. Have a vision and realize. Yukta Swapna Avabhodasya. Get up for the right things for your life. And you have to be awakened for the right things. And yogi is the one. He or she is not interested when the whole world is awakened, whole world is going, yogi is not interested. When the whole world is asleep, yogi is awake. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti sayami yasyam jagarti bhutani sanisha pashyato munehe. Whole world is going mad rush. Everyone is going that way. But yogi goes in the opposite direction. Everyone goes there, yogi, everyone will be laughing at that one. Look at that person, a mad person. That person doesn't know what to do. Yogi goes in the opposite direction. Everyone not at all interested. People are not interested. Yogi is awakened to that one. Everyone is in sleeping. Yogi is awake doing the sadhana. Everyone is awake. Partying, yogi is not interested. Avabhodasya, yogi is a strange specimen for the in the eyes of the ordinary people. But yogi is not just following the footsteps of who trodden by others. Yogi is the one creates the path for others to follow. Yogi doesn't follow the path laid by others, like a sheep, one after another, everyone is following. Yogi is not the one. Yogi is the one creates a path for others to follow. Yukta Swapna Avabhodasya Yogi Bhavati Dukkha Yogo Bhavati Dukkaha. For that concept, Sri Krishna says, by that, if you are wanting to have the freedom from suffering in your life, be a yogi. Sri Krishna talks about Tasmat Yogi Bhavarjuna. You become a yogi. Why? If you want to be freed from suffering in your life, mental anguish, physical problem, mental anguish, and discontentment, depression. Yesterday I talked about in Bhagavad Gita class also. If you want to be freed from that one, be a role model. Role model, not to position yourself in the crowded market. If your crowded world has a population of around 7.8 billion people, you are just a number. Nobody worries whether you exist or gone. You are just a number. You are part of the big crowd, whether you are here or gone, nobody is worried. You are just a number. In the crowd, you are just a washout. But a leader is the one never positions himself or herself in the crowded market. But yogi is the one positions oneself away from the crowd. Markets oneself, positions away from the crowd such a way that it stands out. You stand out from the crowd. If you are part of the crowd, everyone is doing, I am also doing, everyone is partying, I am joining the party, you are a washout. Not to become a washout in your life. Stand out in the crowd. Be special. Be unique. Be unique. And world is a small stage. Universe is an arena. And celebrate your life. Play the game of your life. Celebrate your life. Be a yogi, celebrate your life. Not to get washed out, becoming a part of the crowd. And be unique, be special, be extraordinary. That is the message of Bhagavad Gita also. Arjuna asked the question, how yogi lives in the society, how yogi sits, how he walks, how he talks. That Sri Krishna elaborately talks about that one. The purpose of yoga is to make you extraordinary. make you special, not make you to become ordinary, follow others. And welcome to the journey of yoga. Become someone extraordinary in your life, and you should be congratulating yourself for taking the path, embarking on the path of yoga. Lie down.